And congratulations on winning the Place 3 City Council spot.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. I'm really grateful to the folks who put their trust in me to carry them and help contribute to the city for the next 3 years.
With the exception of the Schultz race, and you take into account the recall questions and then the other two council elections, this was a wide, wide margin. You had more than 70% of the vote.
Yeah, I tell you, I was really humbled by that. I was standing out in front of one of the polling places right up until 7 o'clock, since my opponent had some folks standing out there as well. Every vote counts, and
sure.
So I wanted to make sure I was there right up till the end, and my wife called me and said, we need to get over to City Hall.
You need to go find out about the votes, but
exactly.
The numbers, right? Yeah.
So ran home, showered, got in the car, and it's a good thing I was at a stop sign at the time when I was listening to WTAW and broke in and gave the early vote results, and to hear at that time 72%, it just took my breath away. You know, I walked a lot. We processed about 6,000 flyers. I had a little help with about 500 of them, but the rest of them I delivered by myself, door to door. And so it was great to see that kind of response. And I was feeling cautiously optimistic going into the election, but to get that kind of overwhelming support was much more than I could have anticipated.
So obviously you've got a philosophy of the way things should be done. As you knocked on this many doors and you talked to this many people and you understand the support that you have, what was the most surprising thing that you were hearing from people that you didn't know about College Station?
Well, you know, the folks here seem to want to see a balance. We heard this just the other night over at the CVB. The folks that were doing the presentation there said, let's think of College Station in the Bryan area as a place, not individual entities, everybody trying to get their slice of the pie. Let's see what we can do about making it a larger pie. And I think that's part of what we need to do. Unfortunately, right now, we know that pie is somewhat limited because of the economy and other issues that we have. But probably nothing really surprising, but the thing that I heard most often enough is, let's just get back to the decent governance of our city. Let's put personal issues aside, and let's have a council that, at large, folks can be proud of and that can concentrate on what needs to be done on a day-to-day basis.
City of College Station in an unusual position. Lots of cities are in this position, but it's new for College Station in that you're needing to look at budget cuts. This is something
yes.
that College Station is not dealt with generally, and it's painful in any circumstance. Give me your ideas on where you're going to look for those cuts. And then secondly, I'd probably like to get a little bit of background on what qualifies you to be a city councilman with a background as far as dealing with budgets and,
sure.
and how we get there.
Sure. The budget is going to be something that we're going to have to tackle right away. We're actually behind where we should be on dealing with that. And I had a good meeting with David Neely yesterday morning and talking, focusing on the budget. There are going to be some cuts. Some of them are going to, we've already cut the budget the last 2 years running. Don't want to do a property tax increase. It just wouldn't be prudent at this time. And so we're going to have to take a look at some areas that it's going to be painful for some folks. I'm not talking about individuals necessarily, but I'm saying there are going to be aspects of the community where we're going to just have to say, we can't do this. They're going to have to find other ways. Sponsorships, for example, of some concert series or something like that might have to come into play. We've just got to find a way to make that pie bigger, like I said before. So it's going to be a hard process for all of us, but it's something that's going to be absolutely necessary. And to get to the second half of that, I've had the fortune of being able to work in university departments where we've had large budgets, one in particular in athletics at the University of Central Florida, where I was for a little while. Started out with a $23 million annual budget and, of course, also building football stadiums, basketball arenas, dormitories, retail space all at the same time. So the numbers don't scare me. What does concern me, though, is the impact that those cuts will have on the community and trying to maintain the core services at a level that's appropriate for the city, and also making certain that we're competitive with the with the salaries and such for the people that provide us with those core services. We can't afford to lose our good people, because those are the ones that will step up to the plate when the going gets tough. And they'll take on an extra duty or two, spend an extra night at the office just to make sure the College Station stays the way we like it to be.
Carl Mooney, new city councilman from College Station, joining us this morning. We can agree police and fire are core services. Mm-hmm. What else is a core service in your view?
Well, core services, it seems strange, but it's been brought to the forefront in the last several months, animal control, and even when we're talking about wild animal control as late. So that's going to be something that's going to be important. Brian, thank goodness, seems to have worked out its issues with the animal shelter, and we've stepped up to the plate very early on that and came up with a good solution, I think. We're going to have to take a look at our roads. We've got issues of growth. We've got roads new and old, and I want to emphasize that we've got old infrastructure issues as well that are going to come, and if we're not vigilant about those older areas of our community, those could end up costing us more than the new areas in the long run. We've got some wastewater capacity issues that we've got to be concerned with, and so those are going to be things that we can't turn and look the other way. We've got to focus on those things, and so it's going to be important that with this budget process, we do a careful analysis and prioritize those things that have to be taken care of in this next budget cycle.
Your view of the piece of property at Chimney Hill, what do you think needs to be done with it?
Well, I think we need to take a very, very good, hard look at that. You hear folks that talk about the convention center. I think that's off the table. And I think if you'll talk to the mayor and other folks, you're hearing the same thing. I had the fortune of being a president of a national organization, and after serving as president and past president, I took on the duties of planning conventions. And when you plan a convention, you look at your cities and you determine what's a tier one city, what's a tier two city, what's a tier three city, and you take into consideration, of course, hotel space, convention, meeting space. You take into consideration restaurants, transportation to, from, within the area. All of those things are important. And really, College Station has some other things that it does much better and serves already as a destination for. And I'm particularly speaking about our sports tournaments and events that we host within the city. And as we look at that, I think perhaps we need to examine what we should do there to embrace that more, using the Convention Visitors Bureau, getting someone to step up to the plate to actually help lead that effort, so that we can put more heads in beds, increase our hotel tax, and perhaps even use some of that hotel tax to defray the cost of athletic facilities. And that would then, we go to a sports organization, for example, and we say, you come to our city, we'll cover the cost of that athletic facility for you. My goodness, wouldn't that increase our opportunities for us.
Certainly a paradigm shift, that's for sure.
It is.
Finally, let's talk about return on investment, the ROI. There's a portion of this that comes out of the utility fund and goes into the general budget. There's questions as to whether or not that should be done. What is your view there?
Sure. I think when you start talking about the ROI, you need to understand that there are two particular types of bonds that we have. We have general obligation and we have revenue bonds. The ROI, which is really part of the payments that folks make through their utility bills, especially electric, and that money goes towards revenue bonds. Revenue bonds are cheaper for the city by far because the money that is used to pay those is guaranteed funds. It's not subject to, for example, the decline in the sales tax that we experienced last year. Right, you know that people are going to be paying their electric bills. You know that that money is going to be there. And so when the interest rates are put out there, when you do an RFP and you're trying to get those bonds figured out, the interest rates are going to be lower. So that saves the city considerable amount of money on a year-to-year basis. Some estimates I've seen have ranged between $300,000 and $400,000 a year because the investments are, the interest rates are so much lower. So until we come up with a better plan that would not increase property taxes, I would like us to continue to use that ROI.
Carl Mooney, he's the new city council member, Place 3 in College Station. We'll talk again. Thanks for coming in chatting with us this morning.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.